Give it to Linda.
Let's get started here.
Come on, Grandma. Come on up. I'd like to welcome everyone to the regular session of the January 2nd, 2024 City Council meeting. I'm Mayor Brian Horrocks. I'd like to welcome those here. Our first item is citizen comment. If there's someone that would like to address the council, please come forward, state your name and address, and we'll listen. We can't take any action on anything like that, but we'll listen. Is there anyone here to address the council? Seeing none, we'll move on. Our first item here is consideration of reappointments and appointments to the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board. And I'll turn this over to Lisa and Tammy to introduce their recommendations. So we'll start with Lisa.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. It's an honor to recommend for reappointment Camille Thorpe to be on the PTAR board, as I call it, the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Board. And Camille comes to art even genetically because she's related to Ev Thorpe, who is a very famous oil painter from northern Utah. And I'm just excited that she's willing to serve for another term, and I would like to nominate her to serve as a reappointee.
Should we vote on these individually? Is that?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
So I'll make the motion that we appoint Camille Thorpe.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Welcome, Camille. Tammy.
Okay, my recommendation is to give a second term to Jeff Scroger for the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board reappointment. I have had the pleasure to be on that board for several years, and Jeff is more than qualified, and I was grateful that he accepted to continue to serve. Oh, so I make a motion to reappoint Jeff Scroger as a member of the advisory board for the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation.
I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion there? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
I'll just quickly say that both Camille and Jeff were fantastic members of the committee and will be fantastic moving forward too.
Thank you. Thank you for your willingness to serve. We do have a vacancy on the PTAR committee, and so it's my pleasure to introduce for your approval a new candidate. This individual's name is Brent Crowder, and I met with Brent today, and he's expressed a willingness to serve. He's a civil engineer, so we can always use civility on our committees. I'm going to invite Brent to come up and introduce himself and you know, take 30 minutes and tell us all about yourself.
As a resignation. Thank you. Brent Crowder. Grew up in Bountiful, Bountiful High graduate a few years ago. Moved away for about 20 years back here and bought a home in North Salt Lake about 3 years ago. We live in the Eaglewood area. Civil engineer is my profession for a consulting firm in Salt Lake. Transportation is my focus. A lot of active transportation, safety, bicycle pedestrian issues, among others, multimodal. So looking forward to not just focusing on that, but I'm anxious to help build a community and from the many activities and how we can help foster that in North Salt Lake. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions for Brent?
Is Robin your sister?
Yes.
Okay. Also know her. Also Bountiful High graduate. Yeah. Welcome. We're glad to have you.
Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the nomination of Brent Crowder as a member of the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Committee.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. Thank you for re-upping and for your willingness to serve.
Mayor, maybe we want to hear from Camille. Admit for both of you. You want to come up and talk? Tell us why you like being on the board.
I will talk about them for a minute. I've worked with both of them long enough to know each of them individually have brought willingness and skills to all the projects that the Parks and Rec or the Parks and Arts Board has worked on, but they each have brought specific events to the city that didn't exist before they were willing to serve and to spearhead those events, which I think is a really impressive way to put your thumbprint on your experience here in the city and these experiences of other residents that you brought to us. So thank you.
I think she's good. You know, one of the awesome things in our city is the volunteerism and people willing to step up and serve on these boards. And
well,
grateful
I think,
for them.
I'm sorry, Mayor. The Winter Lights Fest was because Camille was determined, yeah, and that thing got put together, and it was really, really a great event. So that was wonderful. So thank you.
All right. Next item is consideration of First Amendment to agreement with STC 5 LLC for the purpose of entering into a new term for the existing cell towers at the Eaglewood Golf Course. Ken?
Thank you, Mayor. I feel like this meeting has been really fun up until now, and now it's and now it's going to get governmental a little bit. So we've all felt good. This item is a returning item, and so our new council members, you may have remembered, or if you were here on October 17th, we discussed a possible renewal of a lease for a cell tower. And if we could go to the next slide. This is my rudimentary artwork here. I drew that circle on this map, but that's it's very rudimentary. That is the location of this particular cell tower. There are two cell towers at the golf course property. And the second cell tower, we also have a renewal in 2024, so we'll be bringing that back to you. This, it's hard to tell a little bit, but this is where the Eaglewood Golf Course sign is, and there are three flagpoles behind the sign, and there's some flowers there, so you'll notice that when you see it. But one of those flagpoles contains a cell tower mechanism, which is the subject of this lease. And in October, we discussed the terms, and the council gave me instructions to prepare a lease amendment or an agreement of the lease, of a renewal of the lease, which is the effect of this. The company put this together, and it's kind of in a strange, it's a little bit of a strange format, but essentially it's a renewal of an existing lease. This particular lease will run in 4 5-year periods. So it's a 20-year lease, but if the city for some reason is unhappy with the lease, there's a provision every 5 years for us to discontinue the lease. And so don't feel like it's a little unusual for us to take action on something where we're committing ourselves to 20 years. In this case, you'll have three opportunities before the end of the lease to end the lease if you wish to.
Without cause?
By giving notice. And so,
without penalty?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That they were divided into periods where they're also renewals, but if we wish to not renew, we just give 90 days notice to them.
And so some of you younger people on the council can shepherd that through the next 20 years.
So if you advance the slide, Wendy, for me, it's okay. These are the terms that the city council directed us to put in the lease agreement, and they're reflected in the lease. So the first term is that the monthly lease revenue will increase to $2,200. We're getting $1,749. It's a significant increase, even though it may not seem like a great amount of money. It is a helpful amount of money to the Golf Course Enterprise Fund. We will also be receiving a one-time payment when we execute the lease. That's to cover our administrative costs and to cover Todd Godfrey's review, which will cost less than $3,000, I'm sure. But it covers our work to get the lease put together. As we mentioned in October, there is a revenue sharing component to the lease. What that means is this company has a cell service on this tower, on this flagpole. If they were to put a second cell service on that tower, we would receive 40% of the revenue from that second service. They don't believe right now that they have room for a second service, but as I discussed that with them, everyone kind of agreed that technology is changing, and as mechanisms change in size and scale, you know, it may be in the future that there's room for something to go on that tower. So if there is something in the future, we'll receive additional revenue. And then again, the lease will run for 20 years if we allow the 5-year terms to continue to renew, then the full term of this document that we're approving tonight is 20 years. So February 26th is the date that it would renew on. So, and if there are any questions, I believe those were the instructions of the council. So, and we approved a resolution with those instructions as well. So tonight would be a motion to approve the agreement document that's in your packet.
I have some questions or comments. I don't have any concerns with this cell tower. I think the location of the cell tower is good because it is by the flagpoles. I dislike the other cell tower location immensely. I think it detracts from the visual of this beautiful building that we've paid millions of dollars. And I do also think that it is a visual that we use often for the city as one of our landmarks. Is there a possibility, before we renew the second lease, that we could move that cell tower down by the flagpoles?
Yeah, that's a great question. And in fact, I raised that issue with them. And so I believe there will be an opportunity to change that tower. They seem amenable to it.
Great. I
would love that. It's a more complex tower, and it may have revenue sharing opportunities that we haven't considered, but I did express that to them because virtually 100% of the people I've ever heard from on that hate that tower. So,
thank you.
Including me.
Me too. So, same.
Thank you.
What about the dead zone on the south end of the golf course? I know that the residents have never been happy about putting up something, but they're also unhappy about cell service over there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a, I don't know if John or David, if you guys have anything to add. My answer won't be very specific. I think that the city could take that on if we wish to try to resolve or solve that problem. And I agree that residents up there have been opposed to it, which is why I think we probably haven't done that. But I think we could, and the city owns a lot of property in that area that might be suitable for a cell tower that would resolve that problem if the council wants us to start to look at that.
Can I ask a clarifying question? Is the dead zone for residents who live there, or is it on the golf course and when you're playing, you'll go through an area where you have no service?
Definitely on the golf course. I don't know
both.
About the homes.
Yeah, both. And it is an interference when we have our July 3rd Liberty Fest and the car show. It's difficult for city personnel to communicate. I've had a need to make a cell call because something was happening during that event. I couldn't get a call out.
Yeah. So. The original plan was to put a tower right by our turf building. Is that what we'd call that?
Mm-hmm.
And the residents just above that, we're very upset about that. Then we entertained another proposal to put a water tower looking thing at the 11th tee box. It would just say Eaglewood Golf Course or something, but inside it, rather than water, it was a cell tower. And I kind of liked that, but boy, my ward didn't. And they let us know. And I think that was Verizon, and they never even bothered to come back. They just read the room and left. But maybe over by Tunnel Springs Park or something, there's an opportunity.
Yeah.
But
I do think that if we wanted to resolve that problem, there's no harm in the city investigating that a little bit. It would be difficult for us to invite a company like Verizon to come in and go through a conditional use process and then deny them a conditional use permit. I think that would be a problem. We'd have to maybe we'd have to conduct a public hearing on that idea and find out if the residents would support it. But
yeah.
Something we could do that would be a benefit up there.
As an aside, it's still kind of an agenda item because we're talking about telecommunications. But the Google Fiber that's been installed up along Eaglewood Drive, there's a Deer Hollow Circle. And what they've done is they put the lines down along the curb, the Deer Hollow Circle, but it doesn't cross Eaglewood. So they, in other words, the fiber doesn't go underneath the road to connect. And I know that the contract is that they can put wherever they want, how they want. I mean, it's just amazing what Google Fiber puts into those contracts. But is there a way we can solve that problem?
I'll let Karen answer this because she's been working on this problem, I think.
So I've been working with Google. We met about this exact issue a couple of weeks ago. And Google Fiber, up to the meeting 2 weeks ago, had been telling us that they had, because the city wouldn't allow them to cut Eagle Ridge Drive, to back up, they wouldn't let us cut Eagle Ridge Drive. And so they had said, you know, we can't do certain parts of the city because of this. So the problem we have on Eaglewood Drive was one of the discussions in that meeting. And they had told me that they'd have that that line relayed and installed. The second, and then they were delayed, and then everyone went for Christmas. So that should be fixed within about a week. The intersection of Eaglewood Loop has crossings that we're working with them. We know where they are. They apparently do not know where they are. So we're working to get those homes installed. And then the homes south of Eagle Ridge were the ones that they told us that they were waiting on us to do, and they've recently told me that they have no intention of doing that section of the city. So I'm continuing to work with them. I think our expectation has been they would serve the city and not leave spots. But the contract, as you know, clearly states that they are not, there is no guarantee that they will put it anywhere.
So Karen, do you, sorry, I thought you may have had some specific answer on Deer Hollow Circle. Do you, are you familiar with the, with that problem?
So I think I misunderstood when we talked about Eaglewood Loop.
Clarify, this is Eaglewood Drive.
Right.
And then to the south off of Eaglewood is the Deer Hollow Circle.
Okay.
And there is not a line that connects from the circle to the other side of the street, other side of Eaglewood, so that there isn't that connection that's been placed.
I apologize. That is one that I had not previously known about.
Oh.
So when I follow up with Google end of this week,
yeah,
I'll get some specific information on that.
Wonderful. Thank you, Karen.
Okay. Are you ready to, for, oh, go ahead.
I do have a question. On the, where you talk about dead zones and if it affects other places other than the golf course, I know that when I had kids that had friends that had homes up there, they would break curfew sometimes, and it was, that was the reasoning, is because they'd say their phones didn't work. And so I wonder sometimes if, is it placement of the towers or providers, or I guess that's my question.
It's probably all those things, but it's definitely a line of sight problem. There's a lack of towers up there. So, and the hillsides kind of move around, and the geography bends around, and so that blocks signals and things. But I think there's also a lack of providers. Not all of our providers are up there, I don't think.
Just if I could add one thing, there were a few years ago we adopted an ordinance for small cellular towers, which are just small cellular devices that the net work is, they have to have more towers, but they're not really towers. They just attach them to poles. Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to be an easier process that we were supposed to put people through. There was legislation done, and we had to adopt a whole ordinance because we were all expecting these small cell carriers to come in and want to put them in. And I had a phone call, a couple conversations with one of them. I think it was Verizon. And then they never followed through with an application. I'm happy to look for their contacts and see if that's something that's still interested in, or if that technology is now advanced to something else different.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But we'll look into that.
Okay. Do we want to have a motion on this?
Yes, Mayor. I'd be happy to make a motion to adopt Resolution 2023-41. For the extension of the cell tower lease with Crown Castle for use of Eaglewood Golf Course property located at 110 East Eaglewood Drive with a very robust termination clause.
So we adopted that resolution previously, did we not, Wendy?
Oh, it was on the 17th of October.
Right. So really we just need to approve the agreement itself.
Oh, just approve the agreement?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't read it right. So I make the motion that we approve the agreement in the agenda packet with regard to the lease of the Crown Castle cell tower on Eaglewood's golf course.
Thank you, Don.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion to second. Any further discussion? Let's do roll call. Ted?
Aye.
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 Thank you. That passes. Next item is consideration of a bid award for the parks vehicle equipment to Owen Equipment. in the amount of $44,452. John Rueckert.
All right. Well, hopefully it's more exciting to buy something than talk about a cell tower lease. So this is a bid to upfit a two-ton dump truck that we bought the chassis. It was approved for purchase back in October at council meeting. And this bid includes the installation of the dump bed, hydraulic system, and the spreader control. This is one of our trucks that we have set up that'll be identical to the one that this equipment is being approved for. But this spreader body we have in the back is one that we can swap between these vehicles for use. This one will be used in the parks department, mostly for plowing parking lots, but can also be used out on the street as needed for snow plow operations. So it's important that we make this equipment uniform so it can swap back and forth between the trucks. So that's what this bid is for. So for own equipment. Is there any questions?
Kind of related, we're probably doing really well on our snow plow budget this year, aren't we?
Yes, yeah. We got storms piled up this weekend, but we'll see. They look small.
Well, maybe we'll have to go back to fasting and praying. But any questions for John on this? Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. I move that the City Council authorize the purchase of a dump bed and hydraulic equipment to upfit a vehicle for the Parks Department for Owen equipment for $44,452.
Second.
Thank you. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Let's do roll call, starting with Elise.
Aye.
Lisa.
Aye.
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 Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Purchase away. Next item is consideration of resolution 2024-01R, our first resolution of the year. A resolution establishing the 2024 meeting schedule for the City Council and Planning Commission. Wendy?
Okay, good evening, Mayor and Council. I just wanted first just give a little background. Utah code requires that if you have regular meetings, that you publish notice of such, and it's called an annual meeting schedule. So that is what will be before you tonight, is to adopt the annual meeting schedule. And it will be adopted by resolution. In the past, City Hall and this area in particular, Council Chambers, has been used as a polling location. And they've already reserved, or the county's reserved, the building for this coming year. So that is their intention. And so it's difficult to hold meetings when they're using it for elections on certain Tuesdays. So this coming year, in 2024, we took into account those dates, which are March 5th will be a Tuesday that is the presidential primary election. And then in June, the fourth Tuesday of that month, so it would conflict with Planning Commission meeting, there will be the regular primary election. And then the general election is that first Tuesday in November. So what we've proposed for the annual meeting schedule for this year is included in the packet, but we are just proposing that on those first two primary elections, both the presidential and the regular primary, that we would hold those meetings, either City Council meeting on Wednesday, March 6th, in lieu of the Tuesday meeting, and same for City or the Planning Commissioners. And they reviewed this at their last meeting and opted to hold that Wednesday meeting rather than canceling it or not scheduling one. And then for the first week in November, for the national election, we don't have a meeting scheduled for that week, but you can certainly have one. That is your prerogative. So this is what's proposed as the exhibit to that resolution for adoption, but you can recommend alternatives if you so desire. But I recommend approval of resolution 2024-01R establishing the city's annual meeting schedule for 2024. Do you have any questions or alternate suggestions?
Mayor? I think maybe,
I hate to say this, but we don't have a very many meetings in November, December if we go with this schedule. One each a month. And Utah code generally requires that you meet twice a month for a city council. I mean, you can cancel it if you need to. So there is an option that we could have a special meeting in November that's not on the annual agenda right now.
Correct.
Depending on our workload. Or we could also do it the Wednesday in November also. And I just think year end, it seems to things that we need to wrap things up year end, generally speaking. So my recommendation would be to include another date in November, that is the Wednesday after the second Tuesday or first Tuesday.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
And I'm not looking at a calendar, but I believe that date is November 6th.
November 6th.
November 6th, okay. So I just lost my screen. So if you want, I'll make the motion that we adopt the amended resolution, which is 2024-01, and adopt the resolution to set the City Council annual meeting dates with the amendment that November 6th will be an added date, which is a Wednesday, to accommodate the election.
Thank you. Do we have a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Can we have a motion and a second? Any further discussion? Let's start with Ted.
Aye.
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 Okay, Wendy, with that
I got
change.
It. I will publish that notice tomorrow with the amended date. Thank you.
Next item is the appointment for a mayor pro tem for the calendar year 2024. And this is a council decision. But Ken's provided me the history. Last year, our mayor pro tem was Stan Porter. The year before, it was Natalie Gordon. And then it was Lisa Baskin prior to that. And so, let the campaigning begin.
Are you going to be out of town a lot?
Do you know, my wife sets our vacation schedule, and she always checks when city council is, so I don't know. I did have to zoom in the last meeting, but other than that, I was there. So I don't know.
I think that it would probably be a good idea to have somebody who's senior to be a mayor pro tem because you are learning. I would love to do it unless somebody else really wants to do it. And I can do it the following year. Because I didn't realize I was in 2 years in a row, 2020 and 21. But that's, I guess I didn't need to do much. That was when Len Arvey was.
Maybe he didn't miss a meeting. And so I don't think we he felt did. Sorry for you.
It was also.
I did one thing.
We had Zoom meetings, you recall?
Oh, yeah.
It was during COVID.
Yeah. So
that's right.
I just think. Even if we were sick, we were on the meeting, and so we probably everybody
right.
attended.
But if somebody else wants to do it?
I think you'd be great, Lisa.
Well, I didn't mean to nominate myself, but if
you want, if somebody else wants to do it.
I wanted to nominate you, but I didn't want to nominate you unless I knew that you wanted to do it.
Oh, so. I love it, Ted.
I agree. I was in the same position.
Okay.
I think you'd be great.
So was that a motion and a second?
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we appoint Lisa Baskin as mayor pro tem.
I'd like to second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Lisa, you are the pro tem.
Thank you.
I'll try
very
to
much.
Miss a meeting or two.
Thank you.
Next item is a mayoral appointment of city council members to various boards and committees. And I'm always tempted to say there's a new sheriff in town. But I won't.
There's a history on that.
Yeah. Anyway. So I've reached out to some of you, maybe all of you, at one time or another about this, and I've asked Lisa to continue on our golf committee and with our senior lunch bunch. And as well, she's on the LPC, which is the League
Legislative
Policy Committee. Yeah. And then, of course, she's our resident Tree City person. So I've asked her to continue in all those positions. We have a vacancy on the Jordan River Commission, as we saw tonight. And I've asked Ted if he would do that. And I was lobbied pretty strongly by that group to have Ted on there. So they want him. You're wanted, Ted. I want Lisa if she'll continue with the Health and Wellness Committee. And speaking of being lobbied, the U City Council all have had braces apparently, and asked that Tammy continue do that. So I'm asking Tammy if she'll serve with our U City Council, and Suzette to be on the Parks and Trails Committee going forward. And that is my recommendations.
I don't know that we need a motion for this. I think they're just mayor appointments.
That's kind of a rush of power.
It's profound judgment, Mayor.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Thanks. Okay. We've approved the minutes. We've talked about action items. Next item is council reports. And let's start with Elise.
I have nothing to report.
Tammy, do you have anything?
I have a lot to say. No. I do want to say that I appreciate the opportunity to work with the Youth Council. Natalie, I know I was chair of the Parks, Arts, Trails, and Recreation Board, and the Youth Council helped us a lot, so thank you for that. And I think it'll be an honor to serve with the youth. So I never grow up, so I think that I'm put in this position that I should be, the place that I should be at. And so thank you for that, and that's all I have to say for that.
Thank you. Lisa.
I've gotten wind of what's happening in the legislative session. Just a little bit of what I heard through the grapevine is that it's possible that we're going to see changes on from the development legislators who want to address density and height. So there may be from top down some changes about what we can do as cities in limiting height and limiting density. So it's kind of a scary prognosis, but that's where we are. That's all I have to report.
Suzette, do you have anything?
No. Same as Tammy. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be filling Tammy's shoes in the Parks and Arts PR, and excited to get going. So thank you. That's all I have to say.
Super. Ted.
Well, I guess just to continue the theme, I'm grateful for that. I'm going to miss serving on the Parks and Trails Committee with Tammy and with that great group of people, but it's in excellent hands. And I, you know, filling Stan Porter's shoes, you can't fill Stan Porter's shoes on the Jordan River Commission, but I'm really grateful for that opportunity and look forward to it. And thank you, Mayor, for that appointment. And I don't want to be long-winded on this, but, you know, it's the first meeting of not just of the year, but of my term and Suzette's term and Tammy's term. And sometimes I've told people that, like, when you're an elected official, a good thing to do is to look at a really young person and ask and think, what will they be mad that I did or didn't do now? What will they be mad that elected officials did or didn't do now when they become my age? Does that make sense? When they become an adult. In other words, it's a game of thinking long term. And, these positions can seem like lots of little tiny decisions, but we have the opportunity sometimes to make some really impactful decisions. And I think it's great to remind ourselves of that. And I think at this point in our city's history, this is actually a really big time. It's a big time. We're developing a new general plan. We're re-rolling our major park. There's the I-15 major transportation changes. There's the possibility of big public transportation improvements. But it's just this huge time of change in Utah. We're growing fast. The markets are shifting. We're just coming out of this weird pandemic, and the world is still finding its equilibrium. And I think when you're in the middle of that kind of turmoil, that it's a great time to ask yourself what you really want to be, and then just hang on to that and chart that course. So I'm excited to work with you all as we figure that out.
Thank you. Thank you, Ted. What a great council we have. And I'm grateful for each one of you. As you were talking about things that we'll do that will impact the next generation, when I was a young boy, I remember I was driving with my mom, and we went past Sugar House Park, which was brand new. And there were all these little trees, and my mom said, "Oh, it's too bad that those trees are all so small. It'll take years to grow." And as a high school student at Highland High, there was a full-grown park right there. And so a little bit of foresight and things can happen, and they happen surprisingly fast. And I think about that on every Arbor Day when I'm planting a tree. I think about that experience. Okay. City Attorney report. Todd, do you have anything for us?
Nothing, Mayor.
Thank you. I don't have anything other than I just thought of something. Just one of those little housekeeping items. Eagle Ridge Drive, just down the hill, has some pretty good potholes starting. And that road's just not that old. I mean, we repaved that when we had that tour of Utah go through there. But I think if we can throw some road base in there or something before the snowplows really tear it up, that might be, well.
We'll look at that, Mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
City manager's report.
Thank you. I have a couple of just some announcements. The first is that we, as a staff, would like to put the budget, the city council's budget retreat on the calendar. And we're proposing March 23rd, Saturday, March 23rd, as the date where we would spend a good part of the day together. We usually start between 7 and 8 in the morning, and we go till maybe 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And, of course, we have food, because we always have food. but we'll feed you. And so I guess I would ask that you check your calendars. Wendy will send you a reminder. But we've tried to stay away from spring break and from Easter egg hunt. And that seemed to be a clear Saturday for those things. So you don't have to answer now. We'll follow up formally with you.
Can I make a request with that?
Yes.
It would also be very helpful for me if as much information as we have available, all of the other dates for city events could be included, like the Easter egg hunt. Sure. And the Arbor Day event, just so I can put those on my calendar. Sometimes
absolutely.
Those have snuck
in
up on
fact, me.
Absolutely.
In fact, the city has published a calendar. We'll make sure that we send that to you guys.
Thank you.
So that you, you can get all those dates in your... I need to do that too because they sneak up on me. The other thing...
Will we have that in this building? Or at the
we'll have it right here.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes. A report item for the council on January 10th, we will be interviewing the two finalist consulting firms for the general plan update. The mayor and Ted have been invited or have agreed to be a part of that. And so I'm just suggesting if any other council members want to participate, we have one interview at 9 a.m. and the next interview at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, the 10th. So let me know if you'd like to be part of that. You don't have to be, but I thought I would just throw it out there. And if we have more, then we'll put an agenda together and we'll notice it so that anybody who wants to come can attend. This is a really great project, and the process we've gone through up to now to select consultants has been really thorough and comprehensive. We had several firms make a proposal to us, and we have chosen the two that we think can do the best work for North Salt Lake, and so we'll bring them in and have a final interview process where we'll ask them questions. So anyway, you can, and I can follow up with an email, but that's, I wanted you to know that was available. So, and then the only other thing I had was just that tomorrow night, the county commissioners have invited all of the elected officials to a tour of a homeless shelter in Tooele. Did you all get that notice?
I was aware of it.
Maybe I was supposed to
let everyone.
Oh, I don't know. I thought that they said they had let us know, but anyway, if you want to go on that tour, I'll send that information to you tonight after this meeting. I'll forward the email, and you can just go to Farmington and show up, and then they take a bus out to Tooele, and anyway, you don't have to go. I'm planning on going to represent the city. But we'll go check it out, see what it looks like.
I was planning on, you know, as long as there's no crisis at work, getting there.
And that's all I had, Mayor.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You probably know, but the county is tasked with providing a homeless shelter. They're looking seriously at it. And we had a location in Clearfield City, but the strings that were attached to it were significant. So I don't know where we'll go at this point, but we have to come up with something. So we will.
So what were the strings attached to Clearfield?
Well, it was some property right in a perfect location, right next to services, hospitals, and such. But it was owned by a billboard company, and they said, we're happy to sell that to you really cheap for a lot of new billboards. Yeah.
Wow.
Every city.
Wow. Wow, that's called extortion.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's all we have. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
No. May I have a question? Can you tell us a little bit about the water situation and your clever text? I loved your text. Oh. Tell us what happened with the water on Eagle Ridge.
I added that because I was on vacation. Why not? No. So it turned out that was a fairly minor problem with a valve that failed. We had crews working on it at the time.
Oh.
And so that was fortunate that we were there because it did produce a thrilling amount of water coming straight up into the air for a few minutes. John was there. He can tell you about it if you want to have him do that. But anyway, it's been repaired temporarily, and we'll go back in and make a more permanent repair in a few weeks.
How much will it cost to fix that? Or did it cost to fix it?
It can be fixed by us. It costs parts and labor. Yeah. We don't have to hire anybody.
Did I send you the video?
Yeah, it was good. You did.
I probably didn't. I didn't include the two new members. I'll forward that to you.
We missed out.
I mean, I felt like I don't have to go to Yellowstone now for a while because I've seen it. I've seen Old Faithful right on.
It was the video of the water. Yeah. We missed it. Was it in the middle of the night?
Yeah, it was 1:30 in the morning, something like that.
Yes.
My wife is from Soda Springs, Idaho, which is home of the world's only captive geyser. But I think we were running a close second there for for a while.
Well, thank you, John, and everyone who was there in the middle of the night. That is really impressive. The silent heroes that many don't know about.
All right. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Second.
We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.